This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Monday, October 13th. I'm Katie Brown. Pro-Palestine groups are pressuring a local member of Congress over his support for Israel.
An informational flyer.
Outside of Jimmy Panetta and Zoe Lofgren Town Hall in Watsonville Saturday, about a dozen protesters held signs and distributed pamphlets. Inside, Panetta answered questions submitted in advance. Moderator Hillary Bryant read one of several that questioned nearly $250,000 he's received from the American Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Please explain why you are accepting PAC money from pro-Israel groups and have voted to continue to support Israel by sending weapons.
He also didn't join Lofgren in co-sponsoring three bills to send humanitarian aid to Gaza. Panetta says since October 2023, he's voted 5 out of 7 times against funding Israeli military operations.
And just because I support Israel doesn't mean I can't support and ask for and demand more humanitarian aid to Palestinians. And it sure as hell doesn't mean that I don't support peace.
Santa Cruz resident Christine Hong was among those holding disapproving signs and heckling Panetta.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
Later, she commented on his defense that most members of Congress receive donations from pro-Israel groups.
Well, what does that say? It says that actually support for the U.S. war machine, including in the genocide of the Palestinian people, is a bipartisan affair.
Santa Cruz resident Mimi Edgar has met with Panetta previously as part of Central Coast Advocates for Peace in the Middle East.
I haven't given up hope. I do believe people can change, he can change.
She says her group will continue lobbying him. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.